Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Lally. Welcome to our here.
Good evening, Dr. Lally.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Mario. How are you, sir?
Good. Very good.
That's wonderful. Welcome, everyone, to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. To my Canadian family, I love you and I celebrate you. To my Columbia University family, we appreciate your support and all you're doing to help us make a segue in making our country, our great nation, a healthier place for families. From the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, we have a legacy of environmental health that we are trying to preserve because there's too many exposure to chemicals and radiation is making people sick. And I want to you to for the Rauer family of Cincinnati, Ohio. We laid to rest one of my dear friends, and her services were just heartfelt with all the fond memories she brought of laughter to the community of Cincinnati. She was an employee at Cincinnati Enquirer, a longstanding newspaper in the community. And her journey was one that a sick house crossed her pathway. And I remember going to see her at her home, and she was telling me, she said, "Sis, there's some kind of strange gas in this house. It's like me and my kids get sick." And I told her, I said, "You need to have the sewage people come out and investigate this because it smells like sewage gas to me." And indeed, it was some kind of gas that became life-changing for them because it made them go into toxic shock. It altered their personalities. It altered their livelihood and their health. And she eventually became disabled, and so did her son. And so tonight I want to do this show in loving memory of her and her quest to give her children a dream. It's the American dream to want a house to secure safety and have a place of refuge for your family, your children, your extended family, mother, maybe father, uncles, sisters, maybe brothers, to provide a home. And every time you think about a home, first thing that you think about is the safety of the home, the security that that home brings, the comfort. There's nothing like taking a key and opening the door, taking a deep breath and saying, "I'm home." But when your house is filled with toxins that threaten the very breath of life, what do you do then? When you've taken your life savings, you've invested in a house that is making the whole family sick. What you do is, you got a house, you got some smells in the house, you need to call the utility people immediately. You need to find yourself a toxicologist, a forensic specialist. They are air quality corporations that can come out and also take a sample of your air for about $100. They can quantify those measurements and validate what the gas company, what the sewage company, the water company may be saying about your water, about your sewage, and about gas and or electric in the house. And wake up, everyone. The time is now that you have to know your numbers. You have to know what is going on in your house. We are approaching the month of January, which is the National Radon Testing Month. The Office of the Surgeon General has had this campaign going on for at least 2 decades. And they were telling everybody, you got to know what your radon levels are. The thought used to be that you only had to test for radon if you had a basement. But now we know that houses built on slabs can have cracks in those slabs, and radon can come and be off-gassing in your house. So now they're telling everybody, test your house in the basement, test it on the first floor, and know what your radon levels are. First of all, what is radon? We used to think radon came from natural gas. That's what most people's unlearnedness. Radon actually comes from a decaying rock that's in your soil called uranium. Uranium, there's a lot of uranium in the water tables under Ohio, under the state of Ohio and the lakes that the state of Ohio sits on. And it's alleged that there's vaults of uranium there that were put there post-World War II, and now they're compromised, and they've contaminated these lakes, and they've contaminated the soil of 53 of Ohio's 88 counties. If you go to the EPA office, the Environmental Protection Office, and ask them for a map, not just of Ohio, but the whole entire United States, I realize this radio broadcast reaches throughout the U.S. and Canada, and anybody piping into it or tuning into it from the Internet. So if you're in another country, you need to contact your public health office and ask them, where are the radon maps? Where is the radon information? And many countries have a registry that shows where the highest levels of radon, of uranium, may be in that state. In the United States, it's called the Environmental Protection Agency. In Washington, D.C., they have a map of every single state, and they can tell you where the high uranium deposits are and where you are potentially at risk for radon contamination. You got to know your numbers. And we're very fortunate in the United States that there's actually now digital meters that you can plug in to measure what the radiation levels are, what the radon levels are, because radon is an ionized radiation that is a radioactive gas that comes from uranium rocks. When the levels are above 4.0 picocuries per liter, it can poison you. When you breathe the stuff, it combusts. It breaks down to polonium-210, which is a poison in the blood and can poison all the organs. And that's why it was said that radon would cause lung cancer. But now the new research is showing radon potentially can cause any type of cancer in the body, especially lymphatic cancer and cancer of the pancreas. So you hear people with pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, you need to immediately think, we got to get our radon in the home tested. It's an odorless gas, so you don't really smell it. But it does have a heaviness. It does make the air quality heavy. Houses where the radiation has been above 5.0, it seems like the air quality in the basement and then some pockets on the first floor are very thick and odorous. It's like it suspends household odors. So it's not an odor unique to the radioactive gas itself, but just household odor from cooking and cleaning, et cetera. It seems like it suspends them in the air longer when a house has high radon levels. And so as we approach January, maybe what you can stick in the Thanksgiving basket that you want to share with your friends and family is a radon testing kit or a radon testing meter. Maybe one of the ministries you can do at your church or in your civic organization is to buy a digital radon meter. It only takes 3 days for it to get a sample gas in your house and give you a ballpark figure of where your radon levels might be. That is a number of families coming together, buying one digital radon meter and then sharing it among family members or among friends. I'm advocating that because we got to know. We're living in the 21st century where we have to know what we're being exposed to. And in salutations to the Rollins family, to my dear high school mate, Ethel Rollins, when I think about what she went through, the suffering that she sustained from the gases that she got exposed to in her house, and her son is still suffering from what happened to them from being exposed to these toxins. May the Lord God have mercy upon all of us as we fight this battle to inform our neighbors. Do you know what your numbers are? Do you know what the radiation levels are in the, what the microsurge levels are in your walls? Do you know what the radioactive gas levels are in your house? What household chemicals are you using? Do you know the effects of those chemicals on the body? And is there something like a green product that you can use that lessens the assault on the body? Because people are getting so chemically sensitive, so sensitive with radiation, until it's really incredible. So I want to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. I heard our dear weatherman, Mr. Mario from Montreal. Mario, how are you? And anything you have to share from Canada tonight?
Oh, I'm doing very fine. No, nothing in particular these days, Dr. A. I'm just talking about this business every day. Every day, and looking at it at many angles. And I'm getting forward to let the message out.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, I was sharing someone, ladies and gentlemen, I've worked with Mr. Mario. He's an environmental health physical practitioner, and he does farms, and he does private homes, and he does commercial properties. He's one of Montreal's premier environmental scientists, and we are so blessed to have him on the show tonight. And I'm so privileged to have been working with him going on a decade now. That seems unbelievable. But he has pushed us in the forefront of the ecosphere up there in Canada where we were one of the presenters. And I want you to know, Mario, that we have a global innovation convention conference coming at North Carolina Central University in the spring, April the 19th. I have told the conference organizers about our Canadian team, and so I'm hopeful that they have the resources to be able to bring you to America to share the miraculous wonders that you have done with the clients you just served up there and the animals on the farm. When I share with them that how we went to that jumbo farm, we took samples of milk of the cow before those robots were retrofitted with our technology. And then we took a sample of milk after, and how the energy in that milk was so profound it had increased after the cow had been exposed to the nanotechnology. And they were totally bedazzled. They're like, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "Let me tell you something. We had environmental scientists that were farmers themselves that witnessed how contented the cows became, how calm they became when the nanotechnology, those robots, were retrofitted with it." And so you're going to have an opportunity. I'm bidding for an opportunity for you and Rod. Mr. Groom, are you on the line tonight? Are you on the show? He may not have made it, but we've been vying to bring you to the States and let you share the many miracles and many testimonies that you have done with this nanotechnology. Because the world is looking at us now. as we move in the world of academia, you heard 2 weeks ago the construction company in North Carolina that's doing all this testing. You have 4 research homes in the Durham-Raleigh area, and they've been validating them and quantifying the numbers, putting some mathematical formularies to how the technology works, because the systems that mitigate radiation from the electric, gas, water, and window system are powerless systems. They don't require an electric plug to work, or they don't require a gas source or form of combustion of any kind to work. They're powered by a nanotechnology, and when they hit the energetics of electricity, just the microsurge, just the static, it powers them, you know, up about 1,000 times, and they're able to block static and make indoor living a lot healthier and to keep the body balanced and disease-free. So we are very fortunate that all of this is taking place. And I've seen some of the data from some of the investigative research that they've done, and it just validates us even more and shows us as one of the innovative technologies coming into the world today to make indoor living a better place and a safer place. And we hope to have some instruments that can even quantify the effects of our technology on radon. The hypothesis is because it diffuses static, it weakens the assault of radon indoors. And I certainly hope that we can quantify that number and justify that hypothesis to be true. Because if it is true, we're going to be able to do miracles in places like the Belgian Congo. They have high uranium deposits, and they also have some of the highest incident of birth defects in the world. Uranium, as I said, is a ionized radiation. When the body metabolizes it, it metabolizes and breaks down to polonium-210 in the body. And depending on the source of exposure, it can also metabolize and break down to lead-210. That's why when uranium contaminated some tobacco fields and the tobacco got contaminated with radium, with radon and uranium, they had to stop people from smoking the tobacco. That's why we have smoke cessation, because they found the smoke was highly radioactive. Therefore, smoking in these bars and restaurants would literally poison the air. It would put poison in the air and make people sick. So we've come a long way, baby, as they said. We've got a long way to go. But certainly, people, if you smell something in your house, if you feel better outside than inside, by all means, get a health physicist to evaluate your home and make it a safer place. Are there any testimonies on the line tonight? Well, I want to continue to share that Soli is a big hit. She is a big hit. I demonstrated in a family's home this week, and it was a young lady that had a lupus episode, and she had been so debilitated by lupus. And even though she was on her journey forward and she was making great strides, when we went to do an evaluation of the house, we tested the sliding glass doors, and they created an imbalance in her just by holding her hand 6 inches away from the glass. And so we put Soli on the glass, and it balanced her, made a 7-foot energy wave. It balanced 7 feet off the glass. So we're just testing. We got finished. We sat down, and we left the Soli on the window. In about, maybe 5 minutes, she said to me, "Am I supposed to be feeling something?" And I said, "Well, some people do, some people don't. But what is it that you're feeling?" She says, "I'm tingling. I feel tingling." I said, "Yes." I said, "This Soli decreasing your circulation. And I said, that's what she does. She's about 10 more minutes after that. She said, I really feel good. I mean, this is like shifted my energy. I said, that's what she does best. She brings the energy in from the sun, creates an energy wave so she can enhance relaxation. She can enhance absorption of oxygen, cellular level, and make your life more, a lot more comfortable for you, wholesome and healthy for you. And that's what she does. So I just want to share with everyone tonight that our quest, our mission to make the world a better place through healthy, smart homes, healthy, smart schools, healthy, smart workplaces, the momentum, we're gaining momentum. We're gaining momentum. And I sent the grandmother of a grand dog a video around to many of you. I tried to get as much as many people whose text I had to see the grand dog of one of America's top models. The dog had a degenerative mineral disease, and she was always, her back hips were always coming out of joint. And we put a biobouncer on her. She would be walking and fall down. She hasn't fell. She hasn't had any more episodes where her bones were weak. And her godmother did. Her godmother did a little commercial, and I shared it with a number of you. I'm still giggling about it because it was absolutely too cute. And so I have been busy talking today and getting ready for a training tomorrow. If you are in the Midwest area, we're having a training for four days to get you ready to be a building surveyor for EMF radiation, to work with contractors, construction companies, and electrical engineers and electricians. You'll be like a design engineer. You'll be a lifestyle designing therapeutic homes and designing energy systems in the home. And so if you have an interest in that, you need to call me at 800-615-0456, 800-615-0456, extension 106. Let me know that you're interested, and we can try to get you enrolled for that tomorrow. So I am Tucker. I do want to take time to say a special prayer for everyone that's on the line. Are there any testimonies that anybody wants to share? Well, if there's no testimonies, I want us to just all, where you are, just bow your head. I just want to send out a moment of prayer, a prayer for the family and for the families in your neighborhood that are suffering from radiation, chemicals, and radioactive waste that may be in your city, in your water system, in your gas system, in your home. Father God, you are the sovereign God, and we come to you in the name of Lord Jesus. And you said, it's my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. I will do the exceeding and heal their land. And we're coming before you, Lord, asking to heal our land this season. We ask you to lift up the Rollins family. And I don't know what the status is on the house, God, but I'm asking them a brand new house. I'm asking you to call the politicians and the legislators to see this great area of offense. People being poisoned by their homes, their places of refuge, because the water is toxic, the air is toxic. Too much radiation coming from resources in the earth and in the air. Father, we ask you with blankets of love in these toxic communities around America and around the world. In the name, Lord Jesus, we ask you to mitigate and neutralize these chemicals, God, and minimize the assault to these young generations, God. I'm asking for your love to overflow with healing power. And may the redeemed of the Lord say so. May your mercy and grace endure forever and ever and ever. Amen. Do the exceeding because of your love for us. That we might forever glorify your name with your mercy and grace abounds to us. In the name, Lord Jesus, we pray. It is so, and it is now. Amen. I want to do special shout-outs to Jonathan Hill, our program engineer, for our co-host and researcher, Ms. Ida Morris, for her faithfulness down through the years. She has kept this program going forth with Pastor Hill. So I thank everyone for interrupting their busy schedule to tune in. We have a special program coming up in the future. We've got some college students that are interested in this nanotechnology, and they want the opportunity to interview a number of you that have the technology on farms. So I'm going to be in contact with some of you personally to try to set that show up. And so until then, may the God who created us empower us with grace to stay on our journey of making the world a better place to live in and our home safe and secure and balanced. In Jesus' name we pray. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dr. Lally. Good night,
good
everyone.
Safe. Amen. Good night.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. Yeah. It's not the good that I have done. Do I have some witness in here? So many things, hey, I left undone. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh! Does anybody here know God brought you?